Now, we're joined in the studio by Jack from Lancaster. How are we feeling this morning?
Hello. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm very excited. It's my second Roses Away. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to see what comes.
Do you think that Lancaster could break the record and have four on the bounce this year?
I've remained quite neutral so far. Yep. I think you never bet on an away Roses. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a really, really good weekend. And, yeah, we'll just see what happens. But I'm going to remain... I'm not going to tempt any fate.
You're remaining impartial so far?
Yeah, so far.
But would it be a good feeling if Lancaster managed to pull that four out of the bag?
Yeah, of course it would. I think, you know... unprecedented history. We've got a chance of doing something special, so we'll see.
What do you think of the scores so far?
Eking
ahead.
Yeah, well, I think the pre-Roses scoreline historically hasn't really been that, that showing of the overall event. I think actually the boat race is the one which, if you were sceptical, you'd be a bit worried if you're on the Lancaster side, because I think the side that's won the boat race hasn't then won the actual event in like 10 years or something. So I'm not.
That's a good marker.
That's a great marker. Yeah,
no, for York,
of course.
It's a great marker for York.
What are you excited for then the most? Have you got a fixture? Obviously, you're playing yourself, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But have you got anything else that you think? You know what? If you're listening to Rose's Breakfast this morning, across this weekend, the next 3 days, there's one fixture I really want you to get to. Go and see. What do you think that is for you?
I think so. Last year we had volleyball for our opening ceremony, and that's always a good show. So yeah, would definitely recommend volleyball as a fantastic spectator sport.
Okay, volleyball. So that's the place to be. Go and get to. Now you are playing yourself. So why don't you talk to us about where you are, what you're doing, and when you're playing?
Yeah, cool. So I'm playing American football. It's my last American football fixture.
Really?
So doing this role for the last couple of years. With Lancaster SU has meant that I've kind of eked out my playing career. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I've done 6 years now though, so it's probably long enough.
And if you've been doing this then for the last couple of years, you've obviously been involved in running a Roses. You've made a Roses happen. You've done the planning and taken all the stress that is currently sat over at York to make that event. What would you say is the best and worst bits about organising a Roses?
I think the best bit is, well, I mean, I've actually, you know, winning is the best bit, really.
Which you've been fortunate enough then to experience for 2 years on the bounce.
But that, like, Sunday afternoon, you know, everything that you've done so far has kind of come off and it goes really well. But I think that, like, is equally balanced by the worst part of a Friday morning. So right now, the looming Roses is over the next, 48 hours or whatever it is. It's that kind of like weight of anticipation and then the relief afterwards, really.
And that relief could be, like we say, a historic win for Lancaster, or it could be an away loss. Obviously, the away win, I'm sure, always feels sweeter than winning at home, just because that's the nature of the beast. You've travelled across the Pennines, made the arduous journey to York, and you've got the away win. Obviously, you said you're not putting any bets on, but do you think Lancaster have got a few sports that you think, you know what, we've got this nailed?
I mean, like I say, you should never bet on away Roses, but there's been a few games where we've kind of played each other in the regular season in the cup games and stuff. So things like women's water polo, they like had the cup game. Well, the Conference Cup final, which was a great fixture. It was like really, really well played. Lancaster won, but obviously York are at home. But I don't want to put too much pressure on all water polo girls, but they usually put on a good show. And then I don't want to say it, but, you know, Women's Rugby Union, it's the closing ceremony, but I'm pretty sure we put 80 points upon you this year. So.
Really?
Yeah, we'll kind of see how that goes.
So it could be the opening ceremony could be quite a spectacle to go and see. Obviously tonight the opening ceremony is basketball, so that's a big one. Will you be there tonight?
Yeah, absolutely, I will.
Cheering on.
Yeah.
Have you made a poster or flyers or banners or whatever else
no,
that people
actually.
Go out with?
I should have done, but I was gonna make one for myself and our vice chancellor when I get around. So maybe we'll steal some.
What's the best? Like cardboard slogan you've seen on one of the signs
that you can say on air.
Yeah,
say on air. Yeah, that's the key difference.
It's a big question. There was one a couple of years ago who was like, "Who won the Battle of Bosworth?" Which I'm pretty sure was like must have been the original War of the Roses.
It was Henry VII, yeah. Right. Beat Richard III.
Yeah, that's a historic one there.
They were walking past, you could see them, you know, tinkering for a little bit. But we've used that one in a few of our, comms pieces.
That's some serious pettiness there. Bringing
with a really smug face, though. Yeah. Like, yeah, I've been working on this one for a while.
Calling back to 1485. Yeah, nice one. Listen, have you got any message for the Lancaster athletes, the Lancaster spectators, all the people that have come over from across the Pennines, come to York to come and watch, come and compete?
Yeah, just do what we do best, I guess. Keep history on track. I think we've done lots of prep and everyone's kind of proud of what we've done so far this year. So, just make Lancaster proud.
Now, you very, very briefly mentioned the Vice-Chancellor's fixture this year. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Have you been part of the training regime? Have you been part of the prep?
I have, actually. I've taken Andy to a darts board for a couple of times in the last week. I mean, we usually do table tennis, and that's kind of been what we've done for the last few years. So a bit of a change since, I think, one of the COVID roses we did darts.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a change for this year. We'll see how it goes. I'm glad we've got the help of some of our darts players to kind of keep us going. But I'm excited for it.
A lot of maths involved in darts.
I know, yeah. I'm hoping the darts players can help us out.
So when you got to work out your checkouts, you're hoping that the darts team will be there to try and get through it. But the training's been going well.
Yeah. It's been quite well. We sprinkled some in over the last few weeks.
Okay. Well, we're very excited for the darts fixtures this year. And they are covered here on Roses Live. So you can tune in and hear the Vice-Chancellor's game. Is it today?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow afternoon. I believe it's 2 till 4, half 2 till 4, something like that. Tune in and you can hear the Vice-Chancellors try their hand at darts. Again, normally they're doing table tennis. Well, what I can say is thank you very much for coming along. Obviously, you've made a long journey. Well, not that long journey to get here, but you drove all the media kit. From a media perspective for us, that's really nice. And do you think people over in Lancaster, are they going to be listening to Bail Rig, watching LA1 and still getting behind it, even though necessarily they can't make it here?
Yeah, absolutely they will. It's our biggest engager of alumni and family and everything else. And the work that you guys with Lancaster is incredible. It's a massive service and really puts us on a bit of a platform. I think without that, we'd just kind of be one of these boring usual varsities.
Oh, boring. Well, that's one thing, if you're listening. Roses is not a boring usual varsity. But just sort of on the back of that, if you're in York as a Lancaster supporter, and obviously everyone here in York, it's a bit of a social occasion. Are you expecting some, as we could say, messy nights? Or
not myself. I mean, I'll be working for most of the weekend.
Of course.
I guess. I mean, people take training quite seriously. They'll kind of do drinking bans and everything else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of forget that, I think, as soon as the whistle blows for a fixture. So.
As soon as it's gone, they're going out. Go on, Joe.
Is there any events that you're looking forward to? Obviously, you've got opening ceremony today. You've got closing ceremony. You've got fight night. You've got all the Roses club nights. There's loads of stuff going on. There's film screenings.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Anything in particular?
I think this opening ceremony tonight is going to be really good. I think men's basketball always put on quite a good show. You guys had it as your closing ceremony a couple of years ago, and that was a really good fixture. So we'll see if we can bring it back this year. But that's going to be really exciting.